Montana's 166,000 students are headed back to the classroom soon. Beyond the typical school supplies, pencils, notebooks, and backpacks, doctors say health and wellness are equally important. United Healthcare's Dr. Rhonda Randall, herself a family physician, says establishing normal routines for kids at home and scheduling wellness visits can help make for a successful school year. But nowadays, she says, it's equally important to talk to kids about their mental health and prioritize it as kids return to the classroom.
It's become very routine now for pediatricians and family physicians to ask children about their mental well-being. And that can be a sensitive topic, so showing that you're open, that you have empathy.
The National Library of Medicine says nearly 20% of kids age 3 to 17 in the United States have been diagnosed with a mental, emotional, developmental, or behavioral disorder. And the most recent data show suicidal behaviors among high school students have increased more than 40%. The numbers worsened most during the pandemic. Randall adds routine dental, hearing, and eye exams are also important, and scheduling those appointments before school begins can make a big difference for kids of all ages.
Our comprehensive health is not just the absence of having a disease. Staying healthy really sets you up for a good school year.
Online screen time is another concern for school kids. United Healthcare data show that teens who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media face twice the risk of developing a mental health issue. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.